6:33 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. We're joined in studio by the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. Crom, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
An ominous event yesterday.
Yep.
Tragic, evil. 19 elementary school children and two adults murdered by, allegedly, by now deceased suspect, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos. It's just a tragic, evil instance that you just cannot explain.
Well, you can. I'm guessing, because we don't know everything we will eventually know about the killer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing that his life was incredibly troubled.
Well, I do have a little bit of information about him. It's in the New York Post. 18 years old. Apparently, the reports are he bought the two rifles that he used shortly after his 18th birthday. Very recently. He had worked at a Wendy's there in town. He had attended the Uvalde high school. He worked at a Wendy's there, was considered a loner, quit his job a month ago, had apparently been sending Instagram messages where he had posted selfies to somebody he'd never met and also showed images of the guns and said something's going to happen. And something did, and it was evil.
I think we're going to learn more about his mental state.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I think before he went to the school, didn't he kill his grandmother?
There's a report he killed his grandmother before he went to the school.
Now, if he did kill his grandmother, does that mean do you think he was living with his grandmother? We don't know.
We don't know, other than you might assume that.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, Crom. In this instance, this is a horrific...
Right.
Mass murder.
Right.
Committed by an 18-year-old who appears to have been isolated. But all of the details now will come out over the next week or so.
Well, this reminds me a bit of the 18-year-old from Buffalo.
Conklin, New York. He drove 3 hours up to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Killed 11 people in a grocery store.
Now, in this case, this fellow... in Texas, was from the area.
Right, from the area.
He lived there. But he went to a middle school. He didn't go to the high school.
He went to an elementary school.
Okay. Elementary school.
Rob Elementary School.
But it wasn't where he's... If he had been bullied, for example, in high school,
mm-hmm.
then somebody who is mentally deranged might go back to the high school and just start shooting people. So it wasn't that. But I think the point, Michael, is that the society that we live in today, partly because of COVID, partly because of a variety of reasons, including perhaps opioids, alcoholism. I think there's a larger group of people who are mentally ill and mentally unstable.
I think you're quite right.
And I think that we as a society are going to have to figure out how are we going to deal with people who are mentally ill. Now, in this particular person's case, I think you said earlier that he worked in a Wendy's for a period of time, not a long period of time.
According to the New York Post.
Okay, so if he was capable of holding down a job, then he wasn't mentally ill in the way that you see street people. Many street people are mentally ill because their brains are fried, mm-hmm. for one reason or another. Some people who live on the street are quite violent. So we're going to have to figure out as a society how we're going to handle people who are a danger to society or can't take care of themselves. And then the other thing is that I think we're going to have to redesign our schools and our places where you have large crowds who go on a regular basis. and we're going to figure out how to improve the security of those places to make what happened in Texas more difficult.
Well, we'll find out the details of that, but obviously the first question is, what level of security did they have, and why didn't it work better? We'll see. That'll come out.
Yeah.
The initial reaction is, doesn't look like they had any security. But
Was there a police officer in the building? We don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Well,
don't know any of that.
These are things that we'll learn. But we're going to have to figure out how to do things differently, because our society there are elements of our society that are broken, and all it takes is literally 1/1000th of 1%.
Yep.
1/1000th of 1% to create this kind of mayhem.
I think that you're quite right. There are elements of our society right now that are imploding, and the 1/10th of 1%.
It's not one. Doesn't even take 1/10.
Yeah, one thousandth of 1%.
Yeah, it literally takes less than 100 deranged people. Less than 100.
Yeah.
Out of 330 million. That has to do with security. And other things.
It's a complex problem. Yeah. Well, on that note, Crom, we can't really begin this program without talking about that.
That is the Cromentary.
It is the Cromentary.
Yeah.
Have you just delivered the Cromentary?
Yeah, I've just delivered a Cromentary that included you.
It's a conversational Cromentary.
Yes.